Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
Patrick Manley joining me here on The Score.
I think I might have screamed, oh my God. And I just was in shock. And I just, like I said earlier, I feel bad for Cody. I feel terrible for the city because it's been 8 long years for a season like this and to get experience a playoff game at home. And I'm still upset. I'm still devastated. And, you know, those players are hurting and they'll carry this on for a while. But you got to take it in time, Lawrence, and turn it into motivation to make yourself a better player, not only Cody, but everybody else on that team to figure out how you take that next step next year. You know, I think Matt Nagy sums it up. He's like, you got to feel the hurt. You got to understand it and you got to move forward from it, and that loss will always hurt. It should hurt them, and you just got to find a way to use that as positive motivation to never put yourself in that situation again.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Brian Urlacher.
I got a feeling that you could be Tom Brady. If you had played quarterback, you'd still be playing.
I don't disagree with you. I really think I was out of position the whole time.
Brian,
if you were safety, you'd still be playing.
Oh, my gosh, I know. And Mulligan, you know, if Coach Smith would have been there still, I might still be playing. Who knows? You know, if they don't fire Jerry Angelo, who knows what would have happened.
Looks like Trubisky took a step this year.
I'm so impressed with the way he handles himself and the way he handles the interviews. And then you put him on the field, and he produces. You know, like, hey, obviously he can run the football, but that playoff game, he threw the ball really well. You know, I don't know if he got hurt there early in the second quarter or not, but whatever it was, he got through it. And I've been with impressed with him all season long. Him and Nagy together for a while is going to be a good combination.
Mully and Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Want to get fit while helping kids who have cancer? Join Team One Step. We support Camp One Step by Children's Oncology Services and are now forming teams for 4 different events. Our new month-long Step Challenge, the walker-friendly Chicago Half Marathon, or 5K, and the sold-out Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Team One Step will give you the motivation and tools to get fit and help change the life of a child with cancer by sending them to camp. Join Team One Step and become a hero to a kid with cancer. Sign up now or learn more at teamonestep.org or call 312-924-4220. Need to learn more.
Limits apply. Additional terms online.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com sports station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Hockey Update Studio, I'm Joe Ostrowski. Like high-scoring winning hockey, the battle for Central Division supremacy takes place this Sunday. As the conference's high-scoring offense, the Chicago Wolves hosts Iowa at Allstate Arena for the 25th season. Enjoy discounted concession items. New Cubs reliever Brad Brock dazzled with a 1.52 ERA in 27 games for Atlanta last year. Here's Brock on his skipper, Joe Maddon.
I've seen him before in Tampa, and I know a lot of guys now who play for him, and I'm excited to see what it's all about. I know the National League game is definitely a little different, and from what people have told me, he does the game a little bit differently, manages a little bit differently, but I'm excited to see it, and I'm just ready for the season.
Brock's teammate Addison Russell expected to speak to the media today. The Yankees avoid arbitration with starting pitcher Luis Severino, a 4-year, $40 million contract. Most Bulls are off for the All-Star break. Lauri Markkanen will play in tonight's Rising Stars game. Adrian Wojnarowski reports that the Pelicans have parted ways with GM Del Demps. And in golf, they're way behind due to the California weather at the Genesis Open. In the first round, Jordan Spieth has a 2-shot lead over Tony Finau and Patrick Rogers. The Score's midday to afternoon transition is sponsored by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. I'm Joe Ostrowski, and you're listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
This hour is brought to you by the Progressive International Motorcycle Show, February 15th through 17th at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
One, two.
Midway, the most important of the year.
Three, four.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
It's not 10. You see, you're on 10 here. Where can you go from there? Where?
To 11.
11, exactly.
11.
Midway. So real, you can almost feel it.
The Midday Midway with Bernstein and McNutt.